Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to another edition of the Digital Meet and Greet here on Blog Talk Radio. We do this every Tuesday night at 9 p.m., except for the last Tuesday of the month. Thank you for tuning in again. That song you just heard was from Jillian, titled Promise, featuring Yesterday, her cousin. And we have them on tonight to talk about the single and talk about everything else they got going on, you know. And also, fun fact, if you saw in the promo on Facebook, that, yes, she's the daughter of legendary comedian Tommy Davidson, you know, from In Living Color and in many other things. You've seen him. And we have her on tonight, and she's going to talk about the single. She's going to talk about everything she has going on. Plus, we also have Yesterday on as well. You know, tonight. Well, who was on third? Okay, I'm being silly. But we have him on here. He's going to talk about his part in the single as well. And also, we have a third guest as well, Rome Lucio. He's been on the program a few times to promote his singles. and we'll have him on tonight as well. And we're going to play his latest single a little later on in the program, but we're going to bring them all three of them on and interrogate them like a cop during the Q&A session. And also, if you guys want to talk to them, you're welcome to do so. Like I always say, this is an interactive show. We're not doing this show to hear ourselves talk, so definitely call in. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, just give us a call at 929-477-3872. Again, if you're on a link, an app, a third-party website, and you don't have that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, that means you've already dialed the number, so no need to call it again. Just press 1, and we'll bring you on. And we're taking calls in order, so if you one of those people that like to get in and out of the queue, you don't have to wait in line if you get out. All right? All right. As you know, I'm some guy named Jay, Jonathan Coleman, PR specialist of the Media Blast. And let's go on ahead and bring on the host of the program, James J.T. Thompson. JT.
Man, good evening, digital meet and greet audience, man. My tag team partner, some guy named Jay. What an epic show we have on deck tonight. Man, you ain't talking about uno, dos, tres. Three, count them, three. Very talented artists will be in the building tonight. We get to tap into a little bit about, you know what I'm saying, what they got going on. We got Blessed with Miss Jillian's Promise. That track was off the chart, and I can't wait to get in and get to talk to her about that and, you know, where that came from. And, I mean, just, you know, that's nice, man, to be able to put something out there like that, you know, creative juices flowing. Jay, I'm just super excited, man. I can't wait, man, to get it underway.
Oh, yeah, same here. We're going to have a great show like we always do. And again, we're going to do this differently than what we normally do. We've been doing it all this season. We're not going to wait to take your calls. So for all the people that are streaming, we're not waiting. So if you want to go on ahead and jump on in, just press 1 now, and we'll bring you on early. You get to ask questions before the host do. Because I know some of y'all kind of hate waiting and stuff. But yeah, like I said, it's an interactive show. JT, man, I'm proud. I'm glad you're tag teaming it with me tonight. And also, you've had Rome Lucio on Big Woo Radio, correct?
Yeah, Rome Lucio's family, definitely, man, doing big things always. Always like to see, you know, his posts on social media and definitely keeping up with his music. So it's an honor, man, to be able to chop it up with him again. He was definitely a fantastic guest when we had him over on Big Woo Radio. Lots of, you know, energy and the same thing with his music. So, man, just great guy. You know, he's no longer just a stranger, man. He ain't no stranger. He's family. So it'd be cool to chop it up with him later on tonight.
Oh, yes. Let's throw some claps on it. Now I want to say you got to get Jillian in yesterday. You got to get Jillian yesterday on Big Woo Radio.
Yeah, man, just because, you know, this is a networking show. I'm definitely going to put the olive branch out to have them on if they want. You know, I would love to have them on the season premiere when we come back in January for the flow edit. So I'm definitely going to put that out there tonight. I mean, I just think the song was so dope, and I'm still kind of bopping my head from it. And it was great. We got to, you know, premiere that here, you know, tonight on Digital Meet Greet. And just honored, man. I mean, it's looking and listening and just to be able to kick the show off with, you know, with a fantastic track like that, man. Just jump starts us, you know, off right for real.
Oh, yes. Definitely. Well, after the program, we definitely got to hook it up with Jillian and yesterday, get you all connected to, so we can get them on Big Woo Radio on the Floetic Poetry Show, because the single is hot. We're going to we're going to pour gasoline on it so we can keep the fire spreading, you know.
Blazing, man. How about blazing in the 2023? You know, just listening to the track, I'm super impressed. So, yeah, it's a no-brainer. If if they free and they free that, you know, that first Friday in January, we're going to rock out with them for real.
Yes, yes, true indeed, true indeed. And before I bring on Jillian, I just want to give a shout-out to eLegends, eLegends.net. It's the new website, a new social media website for independent artists and well, not just independent artists, but creators of all walks of life, filmmakers, this and that. You could upload your music to this streaming, upload your music, your films, your music videos to this app, to this streaming website, www.elegends.net. And it's Legends with a Z, not an S. Definitely jump on there before it gets too big. Well, nothing's too big, but, you know, go on ahead and jump on the wave now. You know, people already invaded TikTok and invaded all these other apps. So, you know, we're looking for the next eLegends star. So so definitely join www.elegends.net, and that's Legends with a Z, not an S. And upload your podcast, upload your music videos, upload your movies, upload all that. Plus, membership is completely free. You know, you could sign up, no monthly membership fees, no annoying ads, no pop-ups, no none of that. Just sign up and enjoy the content. And if you're a content creator, get your stuff on there without a hassle right now before it becomes a hassle. before it gets too picky to get your stuff on there. So just hurry up, get stuff on there. Another way to get your stuff out. All right, enough of us talking and plugging. Let's go on ahead and first we're going to bring on Jillian. Jillian, how you doing?
Hi, guys. How are you?
You're doing good. You're doing a show.
Doing well.
Hi.
How are you?
Thank you for having me.
Yes, thank you for being here.
Of course, of course.
Yes.
Awesome. I already feel the energy, Jay. I can hear the energy in her voice. I mean, just like the track, she come behind it just that strong. I mean, that's what you love about an artist that is consistent, man. I love it. I love the energy.
Oh, thank you so much. I'm honestly so overwhelmed and happy to be on this segment today and, you know, to hear the song replaying and hearing that it's, you know, really inspiring people and impacting people and that people are really loving it. That's always been the, you know, most important to me is, you know, getting my heart song out there. And if it vibes, it vibes. If it doesn't, I still did what I was supposed to do. So I'm excited either way. So thank you guys. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yes. Thank you as
yeah,
well.
Definitely.
All right. Well, JT, I'm going to pass the mic to you so you can interrogate her like a cop. And just, you know, throw a few questions out. Then you know what? We're going to start with Jillian, but let me go ahead and bring on Yesterday in Rome, too, because I know they're sitting there waiting. You know, we're going to bring them on. We're going to start with Jillian. Let's go ahead and bring them on.
Okay.
Yesterday.
Yo. Can y'all hear me?
Yes,
we can hear you.
My boy.
Now, yesterday, before we bring on Rome, just tell the listeners a little bit about yourself quickly. I know we've been talking a lot about Jillian, but just tell the people who you are, and then we'll bring on Rome.
Well, first of all, you know, I just want to show Jillian my love because that's my cousin, first cousin. And, you know,
cousin.
I wanted to her sentiment about the song, and I'm just so proud of her and everything, like all the moves she's been doing. Like, it was, I want to say 7 years ago, Jillian first told me, like, oh, I'm working on music. I want to be a singer. And it didn't really happen in the way at the time that she wanted it to. But seeing it all happen now is just something that's so gratifying for me, just as family, like as a fan and as family, first and foremost. Before I even talk about, like, me being a part of it, I'm just really proud of her, and I love her so much. So I just want to throw that out there before I, you know, start talking about me, you know what I'm saying? But so I do spoken word. So I started doing spoken word in high school, performing at open mics and stuff. And I didn't really get into music until 4 years ago. someone was like, yo, can you hop on my mixtape? I want you to do like a poem. Like, you know how like on albums they have like an interlude where someone does like a spoken word piece.
Mm-hmm.
So that's why I was doing that. And then people kept saying, well, why don't you make your own music? And I'm a big music nerd. Like, I love music. I'm always listening about music. I've taught classes about hip-hop music and reading, and now I'm collecting records. And so I didn't really think I would make music, but I really fell in love with it. And when Jillian asked me to be on the song, I was like, I don't really know. Like, I've never done R&B before. I do my poems and stuff. And she was like, well, I want you on it. And I just feel like on the song, you can really feel the chemistry between us. In terms of like creatively, like artistic, the way we just approached the song, like it just came together so naturally. So that's a little bit about me. Obviously, she's out in LA, you know, she do her Cali thing, and then I'm on the East Coast in DC. So we make it work, but it's just been great to be on this journey with her for real.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yes, let me throw some fans. Yes, and throw some claps on his family world. Oh yes. Now, before I bring Rome on, yesterday, tell us how you connected with Rome.
So that's the funny part. It's Rome and I met by like, you know, just the biggest stroke of chance or luck, or maybe you could call it destiny for real, but. Like you said, Jillian's father is, you know, the legendary GOAT comedian, Tommy Davidson, who is also my uncle, and he and I have a close relationship too. So he was out in DC and we were hanging out and just talking about music and all this stuff. And he wanted me to connect with somebody who he knows who's a producer who happens to be Rome's father. So Rome's father, shout out Frankie Bird, GOAT. We love Frankie.
Yes.
And we probably end up talking about him at some point on the show, Jillian, but, with what's going on with all that exciting news. But his father was like, yo, let me put you in contact with my son, because as it happens, his dad is from Michigan and Rome is from Michigan. And I happened to be moving to Michigan at the time that I first was put in contact with his dad. So his dad was like, when you move out there, go link up with my son. So first week I got out there, I actually needed a haircut, and Rome is a master class barber. So I drove down there, didn't know what to expect, met him for the first time, and we ended up taking it like the whole night. And I ended up spending, like, we went out, spent the night at his crib, like, we just instantly became friends. So, you know, Rome is great people, and, you know, hopefully one day Jillian and Rome get to kick it in person, but he's just one of my best friends out in Michigan when I'm out there. So just really cool, really good, creative, and just good.
Just dope.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I gotta throw some claps on that story right there. Yes, definitely shout out to the legendary Frankie Biggs. You know, definitely a supporter of the digital meet and greet. Definitely, you know, shout out to him. You know, let's go on ahead and bring on Rome, and he could tell you a little bit about himself. And then we're going to talk a little more to Jillian again, and then we're going to bring on our first caller. So let me go on ahead and bring on Rome Lucio. Rome!
Hey, what up, what up?
What up, Rome?
What are you doing?
So, Rome.
Hey, shout out Jonathan. Shout out Big Woo Radio. Shout out to Digital Meet and Greet. You know the whole thing. Jillian, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello. Yesterday, what's up, my boy? What's good?
Yes. Can I say something about Rome real quick before he gets into his introduction? Nope. Rome was the first person to address me by my stage name, and I love that. Like, every time Rome introduced me to somebody, he's like, this is my boy Yesterday. And, like, it took me a while to adjust to that, but, like, I just really appreciate that. Like, it really helped me come into my own identity as an artist. So, shout out Rome.
And that's real. Hey, you got to live it, bro. Like, that's who you are to me. You know what I mean? It's, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's a solid thing. And thank you for the story, bro. The only part I want to add to that story, we ended up going out that night, and I don't want to say where, but we ended up in VIP, and somebody got an off guard of me and him at the club, and it is the coldest fucking picture in the world. It is some cold shit.
Great picture. I love that picture.
Anyway, that's a good shit.
Oh, yeah. That, I got to get a hold of that picture, too. I want to put it on the platform as well.
We can do that.
All right. Okay.
Yeah.
Down here flexing.
Yes. All right. All right. Now, JT, uh-oh. Did we lose somebody? Rome, you still there?
No, I am. JT, where you at, bro?
I'm here, my man. I'm here, man. Live in front and center. I'm just listening to the vibes of what's going on. And it's a beautiful thing to be right here in the holiday season and be on the phone and feel like you're amongst family. That's beautiful. And then to hear such a dope track to kick off the digital meet and greet. I mean, and to know that everybody that's on the line had a hand in it. That's a beautiful thing. And I mean, Miss Jillian, yeah. I'm gonna start with you. When I listened to that song, it touched my spirit. It touched my soul because it felt like it came from a different place. So I'm gonna start this by asking you, when you was writing this song, when you was putting this creatively together, where did you bring that from? Because the track hit different, the beat hit different. You know, so everything is just in a beautiful accordance. So talk a little bit about putting the track together.
Yeah, of course. So looking back on Promise, and this is usually how I go into all of my songwriting processes. It kind of just has to be sparked by some type of inspiration in the moment, and then I'll really kind of zone in and work on a song as much as possible, and if I hit some writer's block, then I'll tap on it later. But this song in particular, I didn't have writer's block with. I was actually able to write it straight through, which was absolutely amazing. But it's based off an experience that I've had. You know, I'm in a committed relationship right now, and I had someone else re-entering my life from the past that, you know, was not giving me the energy and the attention and what I needed at the time that I met him. And now that I've done all of this growing and soul searching and basically on 100 on my shit, he comes back into my life, trying to talk, we talk, all this extra stuff. And so from that emotion of that sparked Promise. And I just remember, usually when I write a song, I hear the beat first in my head. And I produce here and engineer at home a little bit, and I try to grab together like a good bass beat at least, and then I usually take it in the studio. So for this track, I took it in the studio with the producer, who's a female producer. She's an artist as well. Shout out to Alexa Furr. She's amazing. Female artist, engineers, producers, does all of it. I came to her with the beat I had in mind, kind of explained it to her piece by piece, sound by sound, and she put it together. And once she finished listening to the whole thing, she was like, oh, it's hard. You know what I mean? And so did the track, and then I wrote the lyrics for Promise probably in about a good 30 minutes, finished the whole song, and then jumped in the studio with it and began to record, built it with another engineer, and then we got it to where it is now. And it's so funny that you said that it sounds like it comes from a different place, because I didn't want my music to sound like it was coming, you know, just the standard, oh, okay, it's a beat, okay, it's here, like, let's do it. I wanted it to sound almost euphoric, dreamlike, space-like almost, to kind of transition people to a different place in R&B and hip-hop. So that's where my goal was with the song, and we built all around that, and we were able to bring that even more to life with the music video. Yannick flew all the way out here. Yesterday flew all the way out here. I'm sorry, I'm going to call him Yannick or Yanni because he's my cousin, but y'all know who I'm talking about.
Yesterday.
he flew out here, and we knocked it out. I mean, we knocked it out in one day's time. he got to experience LA while he was out here, and it was a really dope on-set experience. He had a lot of special hands on the project. Shout out to my girl, Katie. She's an editor, a major editor, works for major film companies, and she edited the entire music video. So she made that 2000 Y2K kind of visual come to life. She was on set too, directing and everything. So she was really hands-on and made that vision come to life in a major, major way.
Wow.
So, yeah, everybody's hands who were on it, they were so special and unique, even down to my dancers. Like both of my dancers, one of them's on tour, on the Millennium Tour, and the other one dances for Usher and just worldwide all over the place. So even having them come in and do that project with me was just beyond stellar and amazing. It was a really fun experience, you guys. I'm glad it's out there and you guys are getting that experience and getting to feel that.
So the visual is already out as well?
Yeah, music video is already out. Anybody can, you know, catch it on YouTube. Just look up Promise featuring Yesterday, and the whole video is up there. So definitely tap into that if you haven't. Pretty, pretty cool experience. Yeah, that's how Promise
came
about.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
excuse me. Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. Now, JT, I'm going to pass the mic back to you so we can – you know, ask some more questions of Jillian, but I want to go ahead and get a caller in right quick. And also, before I take the first call, I want to let everyone know if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Right now we have on Jillian, the daughter of Tommy Davidson, you know, comedian Tommy Davidson. But we're using that as a lead-in because Jillian is her own person. She's her own artist. She's her own star. So, you know, it's just all about her. But I'm pretty sure she'll answer any questions you got for her. But, yeah, you know, we're here to plug the single Promise featuring Yesterday, you know, her cousin, Yannick. So, yeah, but we're going to go ahead and take the first caller. And also, if you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. And we'll bring you on. Don't be shy. She's willing to answer questions. And also, if you got the link, if you're streaming, share this out. Share it. Click the like button. If you're on Facebook, click the like button. If you're on Instagram, post it up. Share it. Get more people on the call. You can talk to Jillian. Jillian is we got one of the biggest next stars on here, right? Well, actually, three of the biggest. I don't say next because they're already in the trajectory. They're already, in my eyes, they're there. You know, I ain't saying next stars. They're there. We got stars on. So share this. Share it. Tell other people to get on the call. Tell if you know DJs that want to get a hold of the record, tell them to get on. I'm going to get the record out to them. If you know bloggers that want to write up a piece, well, I know, you know, we're going to get some more bloggers anyway, regardless. But if you know any bloggers, tell them to jump on. They could get an interview with her. If you know podcasters that want to talk to Jillian and get her on, get them all on. We're gonna spread it. All right, we're gonna spread this. So definitely, yes. This is what this is for.
Thank you guys.
All right.
Can you give me that?
Thank
you. Give me the number one more time.
Oh yes, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Just tell them to press 1 so they can. So you can get in the queue. And like I said, we're taking calls in order. So if you hang up and think you're trying to be slick and do all this stuff, pressing 1 over and over again, you're going to be at the back of the line. I'm just letting you know. So let's go ahead and take the first caller. Caller in the 302-440. You're on the air. Who is this?
Peace and blessings, family. This is Jakim Muhammad from the Hard Talk with Jakim Show.
Yes,
hi.
Jakim.
Hello.
Yes.
Hello.
I have to some claps.
And how are you doing, sister? Peace and blessings. Yes, this is my first time calling on the digital meet and greet. And I just have a couple of questions for you. I'm going to give you one really good question. And either one of you, the artists that's on, can answer it. What skills do you want to push harder on to progress your music career right now? What skills do y'all want to push hard on?
Ooh, I got it already right away. If I can take the mic real quick. Skills.
Go ahead.
I was talking about engineering and producing. When I got into engineering and producing my own music, that's where a whole nother spark began. It's something that happens when I work on an engineering board, put sounds, piece things together. It's something that is euphorically magical that I cannot explain, but I would like to become so much better. There's so many things to learn and so many more ideas and projections I want to put out there. I'm self-taught right now, other than working with other producers and engineers. I don't want to just write music for myself. I do want to write music for other artists and make music and beats for other artists. So that is a skill I definitely want to hone in on and definitely progress in for sure.
Great answer.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Thank you. I try.
I was going to
well,
Jillian.
If any of the other artists wanted to speak up and see what they want to progress on and push on.
I definitely agree with Jillian. It was learning how to record myself was a big step for me because when I started making music, I'm fortunate to have people that are very close, like I'm close with personally, and like we just have great chemistry and I love spending time with them and doing music, and like it's more than just a kind of like putting out a product. It's like a real bond that we have when we record and make music together. But then I moved away. And so when I moved away, I had to get my own, like I had my own equipment, but I had to really learn how to record myself. And I actually recorded the Promise verse. I always tell the story. I recorded at 2 a.m. in my apartment by myself with a blanket over my head and my mic because my all of my equipment hadn't come in yet. All I had was the mic, but the spark hit at that time. So I just threw my blanket, like I took it off my bed and threw it over my head and my mic, and I would like hop out the blanket to hit record and then run under it and then record it. And like that ended up being like the final cut for the song.
Yep.
But learning how to record myself was a big step. And I think for me now, the next big step is, like Jillian said, like learning how to engineer my voice, my own voice a little bit better, and then also performing. Like performing is for me, like I feel like I have a good knack for performing, but it's a different step when, like, for example, when we did the music video, that was my first music video. Like the Promise music video is my first one. So it definitely, like, I was glad that I did it with my cousin because she was able to show me the ropes of, like, how to act in front of camera and, like, in front of a camera, like, how to be natural and how to show off, like, your strengths and all that stuff. But, like, just performing myself in terms of, like, my art and stuff and doing shows is, like, the next step because musically, like, I'm very confident in the stuff that I put out is going to be unique and it's going to be interesting. It's going to connect with somebody. But then taking that step and breathing it into real life in front of people is like what I really am trying to focus on as I'm working on my, you know, my next stuff. So.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yep.
But thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Then,
he killed that. That's a solid answer yesterday.
Appreciate it. See, Rome don't got no answer because he's like, he's been performing videos. He's already
I got an answer.
Yada, you know what I'm saying? Like, Rome's like, I got this in the bag, you know what I'm saying?
I got you with an answer, actually. Mine's a little different than your guys' though, but everybody's different. So basically, if I had to say something I want to work on, it would have to be the social media aspect. You know, I had recently hired a PR representative, and she's at my call 24/7. And shout out to her. Her name is Marjolaine. She's so much more than the title that I just shout out for you guys. But she's literally like my second manager for real. And shout out to my actual manager. But like seriously, like I can call on her if I knew some of the tactics and some of the ways that she does certain things, because it's left up to me I probably wouldn't have the buzz that I do. You know what I mean? Like, I'm really good at being an artist and recording, performing, and doing the things that are required of you. But when it comes to the stuff that I, because I started doing this when I was really young, you know, shout out to my father, shout out to my uncle who was signed to Warner Brothers. And like, it's been almost second nature, but what's not second nature is the social media aspect. So that's where mm-hmm. it became difficult for me. So if I was to answer this question, that's what my answer would be. I wish that I was better at the social media, because it's not just enough anymore to be an artist. We have to make TikTok. We have to learn the algorithm. We have to learn these other things that shit never mattered, you know, not even 3 years ago. But once COVID hit, I remember like people like Tory Lanez, I was doing this. I was getting onto certain, you know, blogs and certain chat rooms and stuff, and going live and having people send in their music so that I could review it, and charging people to go up the line and stuff. And it was really cool because I got to kind of cut my teeth on it during COVID, because we all sat down. And there was a time where I used to tell everybody, like, there's going to be two people that come out of the situation, doers and viewers. So basically, which one are you going to be? You know what I mean? And in order to make sure I combated that, I learned what I needed to, but not all I needed to. And so, again, shout out to Margeline, but that's what my answer would be.
I think all three of y'all had great answers, but I have one for y'all, and I'm going to get off the line, let everybody else get on here. Make sure you pay attention to the monies. And that's all. I'm going to leave it right there.
Oh, yes.
That's all you
Jacquel.
Had to say. Exactly.
Yes. Jakim, definitely thank you for calling. I want to say you should definitely have Jillian and Yesterday and Rome as well on the upcoming Hard Talk, you know, as panelists. They'd be great.
You know what, Brother Jonathan, send me that information, man. And, you know, after we do this Beauty is Art, this three-part series, which I need you to on, the last one, what the F is beauty. Send me the information, man, and then we can talk. Since we talked to them, we've already had the introduction. We can move forward.
Definitely.
That's dope.
Yes, Definitely. I'm going to hook that up, man. As soon as after the night, I'm going to hook it up, and we're going to have them on.
All right, brother. Awesome. Y'all have a blessed night.
You as well.
Definitely.
You
too.
Yes.
Peace.
Peace.
Yes. So, yeah. Like I said, we're going to move it forward. It's dope. We're going to make more connections tonight. That's what the digital meet and greet's all about, just connecting the people on the show to you all, whatever you guys got going on. If you got a show, if you're DJ, if you're whatever, even if you're a promoter and you're like, I would love to book Jillian for an appearance, or I would love to book Yesterday to do some poetry. I would love it. Call into the show. We can link it up. This is what it's all about here at the Digital Meet and Greet. You know, and definitely shout out to Marjorie. Yeah, shout out to Marjorie as well over there in Spain.
Hey.
I believe she's in Spain, right?
May I say something real quick?
Go ahead, Ro.
Marjolaine's father had passed yesterday, and I
want
to just make sure that we take a moment and keep her in her prayers, because she's really going through it right now. And, you know,
absolutely.
So big shout out to Marjolaine, and I love you, Marjolaine.
I love you, Marjolaine.
Shout out, Marjolaine.
Oh, yeah, I'll definitely shoot her a message and, you know, definitely send out the prayers. Well, I just wanted to say, just piggyback off that, I've had the pleasure of working with her as well, getting Rome out there, too. And so, yeah, definitely good people. Definitely everybody on the call tonight is good people. So you all need to meet them, too, if you haven't met them already. So this is what the digital meet and greet's all about. Give us a call. Like I said, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1, and we'll bring you on. If you're streaming from your phone, all you got to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. Don't be shy. Jillian is down to talk to you. you know, he roams down to talk to you. Yesterday's here to talk to you. So, you know, we're all keeping the energy going.
Yeah.
So yeah. All right. JT, before I pass the mic back to you, we got another call in the queue. I'm going to go ahead and bring on that caller. Caller in the 810-237. You're on the air. Who is this?
What up, though? What up, though? It's your girl, PJ Dakota from Michigan. What's up?
PJ Dakota from Michigan. Yes.
What's up? What's up? What's up? And we're trying to catch up with you guys for a minute now.
Yes.
I like what you guys had to say. Also, I have a podcast called The Say What Show, so I would love to have you two on the
Say
show.
What?
But I'm not wrong. I forgot about you. You know, you already been on the show. You always love to get on it. Thank you.
Yeah,
John,
yeah.
I see your podcast
you know.
On Rome. They're Rome.
Huh?
I said I've seen your show on Rome's Instagram when he was on
Oh, yeah. Thank you. But I like you guys' mm-hmm. answers, and I think that's one of the key things also is being able to be honest and know what your weaknesses and your flaws are, you know what I'm saying, and you work on them. And you guys work on those things you guys talked about, man, you guys are going to be unstoppable in this industry.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Now, PJ, what dates do we have available to get Jillian and yesterday on to talk about Promise on the same way?
And I love the song, you guys. The song is awesome. You guys are right in the right step of helping us bring R&B back.
Yes. Oh, my God. Thank you. I don't even have words. Thank you.
Well, we're looking at it anytime in January, like the 17th, the 24th, 31st. Pick a date and we got it.
Are we on?
Oh, for sure.
We're on for sure.
So look it up, Jonathan.
Yeah.
Hey, it's been a month. I would love to have you guys on and talk about the song and the direction. Yesterday, I love your name. That's just too dope. You got to get the meaning behind that. That's kind of dope. But, yeah, I love it. I love it, love it, love it. You guys keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Yes. Definitely. I'm definitely going to get you all connected to PJ so we can have you on the Say What Show coming in January.
Mm-hmm.
And, yes, we're gonna make the connections like we do.
That's awesome.
Rome, you still
there? Yeah,
we still here.
Who?
Oh, no,
John?
I said Rome.
Rome,
okay,
Rome, you still
there? Here, PJ.
Hey, what's up, Rome? How you doing, man?
First off, let me say this. PJ is one of my really, really good friends. I love you, PJ. I got so excited. I heard your voice. You said, yo, what up? I said, I already know who it is. It's PJ Dakota. Yo, let me give a shameless plug real quick. Me and PJ got a song coming out, and this shit is absolute heat. And if you guys don't know, she is an incredible artist. I mean, really ripping it apart on Billboard and everything. She's done her thing. So shout out to you yourself,
okay,
PJ, for being who you are.
Thank you.
That's dope. You just got that out. I was like, hold on, wait a minute. A full artist.
You know. Yep. Host, editor, producer. Amazing. She's incredible.
Damn, that's dope.
Oh, yeah, we got to work together. You guys are dope, but, man, there's no way I can not work with y'all, so we got to do something.
Yeah, we got work
exactly.
to do, for sure.
Yes, I would love to hear Jillian and yesterday on a PJ track.
Oh, that'd be cool.
Ooh, my goodness.
I'll be a PJ, Jillian, yesterday, and Rome.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Thank
yes,
you
can't forget about Rome.
But too bad, because
yeah.
we're coming with it, so...
I ain't gonna hold y'all up. Like I said, I'm loving the show. I'm loving what you guys got to say, and I'm definitely a fan. So keep it up.
Thank you so much.
Thanks, PJ.
Definitely. Oh yes. Throw some claps on from PJ Dakota. Or some cheers.
Let's go.
Yes. All right, we're gonna take some more calls. Okay, whoever that was in the 336, if you're still streaming, if you want to get back on, just definitely do that. Again, anybody streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, all you have to do is just press 1, and we'll bring you on. We're talking to Jillian. You know, she's the daughter of legendary comedian Tommy Davidson. We also have Yesterday, who's her cousin. We also have Rome, who's the friend and also a dope artist as well. And, yeah, we have music and entertainment royalty on tonight. So definitely connect with them. PJ, we're going to go to the next caller, but I'm going to keep your line open. PJ dropped off. Oh, okay. But we're going to go ahead. Okay, next caller. Let's go ahead and take the next caller. JT, you still with us?
Yeah, man, just listen to the flow of the show. Like you say, man, it's a dope show tonight, man. So it's great to be able to get the interaction because we are on the digital meet and greet. So this is your opportunity. So if you on the line, you better keep your place in line so you can get at these artists and see what they got going on so you can get them with your question or get the advice or the wisdom. There's a lot of wisdom, a lot of talent on the line tonight. So don't jump off. You're on that line. Stay in the queue.
Yes, yes. Be patient. Be patient. Or if you know you got one of them phones, if you got one of the services where your phone keep dropping and all that, you got T-Mobile is one of them things, stay in one spot until we get on the queue at least so your phone call is dropped. You have to call back in. So yes. Let's go ahead and bring on the next caller. Caller in the 518-409. Ooh. You're on the air. Who is this?
What's going on? It's Christopher Lee Cheney, founder and creator of Worldwide Collaboration.
Worldwide Collaboration in the house? Yes.
Okay, hello.
What's going on?
Now, before you, definitely, Christopher, I see you doing big things, too. You recently had Sierra on your live stream, right? Yeah, Sierra.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, and I saw Capadonna on there. I saw Red Man on there. You're doing some major things, man.
That's dope, okay. Brother. I appreciate that.
Definitely, definitely. Well, I'm going to pass the mic to you. Oh, that Bizarre D12. I think I saw a promo for that, but I didn't see him on the live, though. I didn't see the show.
No, he wasn't on the live. He did a shout-out, right.
Oh, he did a – okay. Well, either way, He was on. I guess he was on just giving a shout out, giving a drop. Yeah.
Yeah.
But definitely. Speaking of Bizarre, you know, Rome is from the area too. Rome is from Michigan as well. It's like Bizarre, so.
Yeah.
You know.
That's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yes.
Oh,
now,
yeah.
Now
that's
before,
what I'm all about is connecting.
Oh, yes, making connections. Now, before you ask your question, I just want to go ahead and ask a question to you. When you're going to – you had Sierra on there. You had Red Man on there. You had Bizarre on there. You had this one, that one on there. shout out to all those people. But when you going to have Jillian and Yesterday on there and Rome, too?
Whenever they want to get on, I'm down. I'm all for connecting with everybody. That's what I'm all about. So whenever they have
that's
the time, sad. I'm in.
That's the sound.
Yeah, that's no truth.
A lot
I'm
of
hook that up.
No, I'm in.
That's beautiful.
Jay, you got to hook
yes.
that up for us.
Yes, I'm going to hook that up. After the program, I'll be hitting everybody back on y'all behalf and making these connections, and we're going to put some dates on the calendar.
Okay.
Oh, yeah,
this
most
is
definitely.
Cool.
Yes. And
isn't it dope, Jillian?
Oh, yeah.
Original G-Man of hip-hop, he's actually a big part of Worldwide Collaboration as well.
Ah.
He speaks highly of me, if you actually know who the original G-Man of hip-hop is.
Mm-hmm.
He's the icon and the legend.
Oh, yeah, I see
okay.
a lot of icons
thank
and legends
you.
On there. Yeah, throw some claps on
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
I see you. You out here.
So I am Chris Policini, and I'm founder and creator of Worldwide Collaboration since 2011. And we are the world movement beyond thousands of different movements and talents and companies put together, all about representing each other together any way possible, helping each other, working together, supporting each other, however we can to change the world together as a whole.
Yeah.
And we've been there with
that sounds
many
really amazing.
Years. Thank you so much.
Yes,
so,
thank
yeah,
you.
I'm definitely
thank you.
Ready to get connected with everybody.
Yeah, let's
yes,
definitely
yes.
get connected so we can love to be on your show. Like, that would be amazing.
Okay, awesome. Yeah, we can definitely hook that up. Whenever you guys are available. Just let him know. You can contact me on Facebook as well, Christopher Policini on Facebook.
Okay.
You'll see a bunch of Worldwide Collaboration stuff on my profile, and it's actually got the pinned video of Capodanno.
Oh.
Okay, cool. So,
yes,
okay, we're gonna get connected
definitely.
With that. Yeah. You're going to be hearing from us real soon.
Yes, awesome, yes, awesome. Yes. I also do custom shirts and custom hats and custom clothes, as well as we have our own clothing line, too.
Oh. Now, that's
yes.
what we're definitely going to need to talk. I'm very, very into fashion. Got some different avenues I want to explore with that, you know, within the music. So, good to know. Very good
oh,
to know.
Oh, yeah, that's awesome. I do custom stickers, too, at home. I can put any design on a sticker, put any design on basically just about anything online. But at home,
mm-hmm.
I have all types of different supplies at home as well.
Okay, cool. We're going to tap in with each other about that, too. Got some things I want to run
okay,
by
you. Okay,
great. Yeah.
Definitely tap in, homie.
Yeah.
All
right. It was very nice to meet everybody. Thank you guys so much for having me. I truly appreciate every single one of you. And God bless all of you. Have a great night. Thank you so much. I do truly appreciate everything.
Thank
God
you. Thank you so much.
Appreciate you calling in.
Much
yes.
love, guys. Much support. And I'll talk to you guys soon.
Okay,
definitely.
We'll talk to you soon.
Definitely. All right, I'm hooked that up, Chris. Everybody that's been on the show tonight, don't think I ain't going to bug you about getting Jillian and them on there. I'm going to bug y'all and say, hey, y'all say y'all going to do it. We're going to do it. Yes. Definitely. Thank you. Thank you, Chris. I'm going to take you out with some claps. All right. And I just want to give another shout-out to elegends.net. Definitely check out www.elegends.net, and that's legends with a Z, not an S, for all the content creators out there. You know, we talked about TikTok, and, you know, next year that might be old. But eLegends, though, that might be what TikTok is today. You never know. So get your videos up there. Get your podcasts up there. Get your, your shout-out videos, drops, whatever. Get your music up there, you know. So hurry up and do it right now while membership is free and while there's no hassle to get your content on. You know, we're filling it up. Shout out to elegends.net. Shout out to Dave of eLegends, the creator of eLegends.net. So definitely get your music, films, music videos, podcasts on the eLegends app and the eLegends website, www.elegends with a Z, not an S. Yes, we're going to be plugging some other things, too. Let's go ahead and take this next caller. Oh, we got a lot more new callers.
Oh, my gosh.
JT, I want to get in one more quick question right quick before we bring in a caller, if you'd like to.
Yeah, this is a quick question for yesterday. As a fellow poet myself, I kind of dabble with the pen a little bit. I want to know, what keeps you motivated, man, to, keep writing and what's the motivation for it?
That's a great question, because the motivation honestly ain't always there. But I've been working. I would say, okay, the first thing is everything I write is my life experience. Like when I write my poems, and I had a lot of fun song with Jillian because it was more of like a hypothetical. Like I had to put myself in a different position than I normally would when I write. But when I'm working on my own music, man, it's just like I got to go through it first before I can write about it. And so I go through the things I go through, and then I reflect on it, which is why my name is called Yesterday, because I'm always reflecting on the things that have happened, and then I write about it. And so that's kind of about my process. But in terms of motivations, like in the last couple of years, I've been really listening to a lot of Gil Scott-Heron, who, for anybody who doesn't know, is a very famous poet from started in the 70s out of D.C. And kind of predated rap, and he's been sampled a ton in rap music. But I really, really just resonated with his music, and he really has been inspiring me lately. And working on this next album, like I just tell myself, like, when you make timeless music, you take your time. And so that motivation, like, it comes and goes in terms of the inspiration. But having that patience to know, like, okay, right now is not the time for me to be writing anything, because I haven't finished going through what I need to go through in order for it to inspire the next piece. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And, you know, I think on the last show Jillian and I did, like, I talked about, like, Jillian sent me the open for Promise probably, like, 6 months or almost a year before I even had the verse, like, because I just didn't have, like, what I needed to have for that song. I didn't have it yet, like, I wanted to write to it, but I didn't have the inspiration to really connect with it. And one day it hit, and I sent it to Jillian, and I was like, you know, I don't know, like, this is a little bit out of what I normally do. And then she called me, like, that night. I was like, yo, this is crazy. Like, her boyfriend was in the background, like, this song's crazy. This is a hit, blah, blah.
Yeah, it
just
was wild.
Using
and
my own
he
life
sent
experience.
It to me on his first take, and I was like, that's it.
Yeah. So just really taking my time and then letting the life come to me. And then once you experience the things, it's going to come out. Like Jillian was saying, like, she wrote Promise in 30 minutes, but it wasn't just that 30 minutes that made the song. It was all the things in her life that led up to that point that it just happened to come out in those 30 minutes, because she already had experienced all those things. So, you know, for me, that's kind of how I approach my writing in terms of my poetry. And my solo stuff, it's really just like letting the life happen. And then when the motivation comes, you know, it may be inspired by another artist, or like I said, like Gil Scott, or something happens in my life, like it just comes out.
No doubt, man. Dope answer. I mean, I'm feeling all of that. Definitely got interested in having all three of y'all on the season premiere of the Floetic Poetry Show on Big Woo Radio. In January, we just got to make that happen, man. It's too dope not to keep the momentum going.
Yeah. I'd love to.
Oh, yes. And Jillian and Yesterday, I was going to say, speaking of Big Woo, Big Woo and I hosted an event a month ago. We hosted an event, and I had Big Woo, who also DJed the event, I had him play Promise. You know, and the audience was loving it. And I shot a video of it on my phone, and I didn't send it to you all, because I was going to do something special with it and present it to you. But I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to just, you know, send that over to you guys on Instagram or something, so you guys can check it out.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So
that's amazing. Thank you.
Yes.
Wow.
It's my pleasure. And it's a few other DJs here in the area that has the record as well, too. And one of them said they were going to call in tonight, so hopefully they do. But yeah, you know, that's what some guy named J. Jonathan Coleman do, make some connections for anybody that, yes.
That's the vibe.
Yes.
Hey, please, man.
Yes.
Now we have to meet in person. That's how that
goes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And JP, you know what would be dope too, if you and Yesterday got on the track together. That would be dope too. Man.
I was thinking the same thing. He's read my mind.
Y'all spoke the word?
That
would be dumb crazy. That would be too much.
Yeah.
You're right on time. Yeah, I agree.
That'd be it.
Big Woo should produce it.
Hey, all right, man, now. Ain't nothing but to do it.
Yeah, because shout out to Big Woo. Big Woo, he makes beats, too.
Shout out Big Woo.
Yes, indeed. Yeah.
Shout out Woo.
Yes. All right. So, shout out to everybody. We're going to take the rest of these calls. And also, you know, for anybody that's shy right now, just press 1. That'll get you over your shyness. We're having a good time tonight, so don't be shy.
Hey,
just
Jonathan.
Press 1. Oh, yes.
I'm sorry. I had to switch from my AirPods to something else. Can you hear me? Good.
Yeah, I can hear you right here, right and clear. Oh yeah, yeah, I see it. what was I saying? It'll come back to me. I got short term memory sometimes. For the people who are afraid to call in. Don't be afraid to call. Jillian is down to talk to you. Rome is down to talk to you. Yesterday is down to talk to you today. You know, so call in. Yes. All you have to do is just press 1 if you're streaming from your phone. If you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that, I know you got all kind of sites and websites that people can stream the show on. Stuff I'm discovering, too, is like, Jay, I heard y'all on the Bendoozle app. And what? I didn't know they had it. Yeah, check this out. So there's all kind of apps that you can hear us on, but unfortunately, they don't have the information or they don't have the show name or whatever, but they don't have the number. So that number is 929-477-3872. And we're repeating it for the people who just call, you know, tuning in and stuff and didn't hear it. Yes, worldwide. And if you're streaming from your phone, that means you've already dialed the number. So just press 1, and we'll bring you on. You can talk to Jillian. You can talk to Rome. You can talk to yesterday. Anyone. You can ask all 3 questions. Let's do it. So let's take this next call. Caller in the 562-331. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hey, what's up, Jonathan? This is Josh Huey.
John Huey! Yes! John Huey, you're over in the West Coast over there with Jillian. You know, Jillian's in Los Angeles. And I know you're over there in California. You know, I know you're familiar, because you old school like me. You're familiar with, you know, the comedy of the legendary Tommy Davidson.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Nice
one of the goats. Yes, you know, we got his daughter, equally talented, on the line, Jillian.
Yeah, I've seen that. You tagged me, and I'm calling in. I got in a little bit late, but I just wanted to call in and show my support. And I have a question for everybody that you all can answer one at a time or whichever order, doesn't matter for the group. Maybe you already answered it because, like I said, I got him late. What first, like when you, what age when you knew this is what you wanted to do, and it's a part 2. And then when did you actually start the grind?
Jillian, good.
Okay. I guess that's me again. No, but it's honestly. You know, Yanni already knows. He knows how I've grown up with family, you know, but Rome, he's still getting to know a couple of things. So real quick to the point, y'all, I discovered it when I was like 8. I wanted to be a basketball player. I wanted to be a female basketball player. And my mom had me in sports a lot when I was younger because I was very like kind of tomboyish or whatever. I always had kind of singing in my heart, but I wanted to be a basketball player. And, I remember when I went to go see the Lion King musical when I was 8 years old, and my mom and her boyfriend had bought us tickets, and it was in the front row, I sound so corny talking about this, but I actually, it's just, I love entertaining. So I'm going to try to cut it as short as possible. But I went to go see that, and that changed my whole perspective. I mean, it opened my heart in a way to something I didn't know I was going to love this much. And so when I saw, you know, the grown-up Nala performing, not the little Nala, the grown-up Nala, like when I heard her perform Shadowlands, when I heard her sing that, like instantly I was like, this is what I want to do for the rest of my life. And then after that, I told my mom and I told my dad, and my mom began to get me into musical theater and dancing, and then I just kind of just took off from there. So short and sweet to the point. There's my story.
Nice.
Yeah, oh, Jillian was always going to be a...
But yeah.
Anyone
really
else want to tackle that?
If you want to go next,
I got you. All right. So, first off, Jillian, that's dope that you can ball. I'm sure you can still ball, right?
Oh yeah. Don't tweet. Oh, yeah. I can still ball.
Okay. So for me, I always had stage fright. So like, When I was coming up, my uncle, for those of you who don't know, my dad is a Grammy winner. And as I was coming up, you know, he wasn't. And I remember when, you know, we were basically broke in Ohio, you know what I mean? And before, you know, he moved to Spain, or before he moved to Florida, then moved to Spain, you know, we were in Ohio. And he had a studio and he was selling cars. And I remember he would sell cars and then come home and work in the studio. And I used to hate it because I wanted to play Xbox with him, like, you know, something, you know, maybe even watch TV or whatever. But I never, ever, anytime I went to his house, I never got to because he was always busy. And so I remember, like, deciding that the only way that I'm going to be able to really get to spend time with him, because I understood he was working, I just didn't understand what the work was. And I was a kid, so was to do it, was to jump in. So the first thing I did was a song for the, you know, DARE, like the drug, the anti-drug, you know, DARE.
Mm-hmm.
So I did a song for DARE, and we did it to Eminem's Renegade, the track that he did with Jay-Z where they remixed it. And It was me and my homie who coincidentally died from a drug overdose. And you know, rest his soul. But we ended up doing a song for DARE, and my song with DARE did so well we had to go to Lansing, and you know, it did its numbers, and even still they play it in some of the classes. And so that was when I was like maybe 11 years old, but I still had stage fright. So then at 16 I decided I was gonna do it. So my dad had this big showcase. It was after he won his Grammy. He was doing his thing. And for his birthday, I performed for the first time. And it was crazy because I thought I was just going to get up there, perform, and it would be nothing. But there was judges and stuff. I didn't think they were going to judge me because I was just doing it for his birthday. But they ripped me apart, man. And it didn't help the stage fright any, but it definitely was a way to cut my teeth, because then I learned. You know, now I perform and I do my videos and stuff. I just got back from Spain 2 months ago. I shot another music video for my new song coming out. And, but yeah, it was an early journey for me too. So I definitely can relate, Jillian.
Yeah, absolutely. Wow.
Yeah, Ram, I didn't even hear that story.
Yeah.
That's
dope, yo.
Nice.
Yeah. I feel like for me, my path to it was definitely later than both of them, because both of their fathers are like directly in entertainment, so they already kind of had that from a young age, I feel like. And I didn't really come into my own as a creative until like late high school, until I was like 17. And that's when I just started writing. Like, Rome will tell you, like, Rome and Frankie, like, they always say, like, the best, like, everybody says the best part about, like, me, and even I say this, as an artist, is my pen. Like, my writing is my strongest attribute. And that's because I started by writing poems. So, but I didn't start doing that until I was 17. And I didn't really start doing music till I was 21. So my journey was way later. And, like, honestly, I didn't really even commit to it. Like, when I first started doing music, it was just, like, it was just as a form of expression, as it should be, you know. And, like, I was just, like, I just want to make a mixtape for myself to listen to. Like, it wasn't even, like, I was going to put it out or, like, let people hear it and all that. And then when I started making it, I was like, oh, shit, this is actually really good. And, like, I started finding value in my own art, and I wanted to share that with other people and not even, like, make it as an artist or none of that. Like, I always tell Rome, like, I tell people, I'd rather have 10,000 fans than 100,000 listeners. And so, like, having just, like people who really just connect with, like, my music on a way, like, if you have somebody who does that, you already won as an artist. It's not, like, for me, it's not about the streams and all that stuff. Like, it's just, like, about connecting with people. And so I didn't really start, like, really, really seeing that fully until I put my first project out, which was 2019, and just seeing people come out for the release party and, like, tell me about, like, the things that they made them, that it made them feel, and, like, memories it brought up for them, or moments they went through in their life listening to the music. Like, even though it's a small number, like, I always say, like, I'm a big artist that people just haven't heard yet. Like, it's a small number that people that have listened to it relative to, like, where I'm going to be. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, those people who do listen to it, like, they get so much out of it. And that's really what I appreciate. And, like, that's when I really started understanding that, like, I could really, you know, take this to another level. And, like, just everything that's fallen into place, and it's still falling into place now, like, meeting Rome, doing the song with Jillian, like, working with Biggs, and, like, all this stuff that's, like, falling into place as I'm working on my newer stuff, like, that's really was the sign of, like, okay, I could really do this. But it all still started from, like, me just doing this for myself, and, like, the expression, and, like, letting somebody else connect with it for what it means to them.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yesterday, let me... Oh, go ahead. I'm going to let you... Let me, whoever...
Okay,
you can go.
Let me
go.
Okay, so I appreciate you guys all answering. They're all great, and it gives me a little insight into each one of you. I'm going to hook up with Jonathan later, and I got a nephew that has a pretty nice size show out here that and he also has we have a good family friend that also is a DJ out here. I don't have permission to give names or anything like that. That's why I'm not giving names, but I'm going to try to hook up so you guys can get on the show, do whatever, get you guys promoted, do whatever. I like to do things behind the scenes anyway. That's how I move. So I'll hook up with Jonathan, but I'm going to wish you all the best of luck in your careers and your life and happiness and children, no children, marriage, no marriage, whatever the hell it is you're going to do, just do it the way you want to do it. I'm out.
Thank you.
Going to bed. I'm tired. I'm an old man.
Thank you so much. Thank you, John. I'm going to get with you, man. Yes.
Okay.
Definitely. Yes, we're making more connections. We're going to keep the ball rolling. Jillian, how you feeling?
I'm feeling good. That was a great little, you know, storytelling moment there. I enjoyed hearing that about Rome and, you know, my cousin and everything. So, just dope.
Definitely.
Yes. So now yesterday, let me ask you. So I want to make sure my ears are hearing this right. Frankie Biggs is producing your records, right?
So, well, Frankie, well, first of all, we might as well talk about it, Jillian, because at this point, you know, Frankie did a remix of Promise that it turns out he's working on putting on one of his projects. So he's starting to perform that and we're getting all that in the works, but the remix is incredible. It's more like a club remix, a dance remix, and Julian and I just love how it turned out, and it just brings a whole new element to the record. And it's like a whole, it's a different genre, you know. So it's like it's just his spin on it. Obviously, you know, Frankie, his name speaks for itself when it comes to the music. But Rome, Frankie, and I also have been working on getting something together too. So we just haven't had the chance to actually meet up and work on it yet. But so the short answer to your question is yes. Frankie and I have been working on stuff, getting it together. But I still have my crew that I do a lot of my solo work with. And I actually have been producing some of my own stuff too. Like Jill was talking about getting behind the boards. Just like the more I get in, you know, the more you get into music, it's just the more you want to take part in it and tinker with it. And so finding myself as a producer and just learning the ropes has been cool. Just through pure curiosity and experimentation. It's not even just like I want to be a producer. It's just like I'll just have an idea and see if I can figure out how to lay it down. And listening to a lot of music and cutting samples and stuff. So.
Oh yes, definitely. Thank you for that yesterday for that answer. Before we bring on the next set of callers. Jillian, I have a question. With you making beats, I mean, no, you said you wanted to produce. So you do make beats for, or you want to make beats for other artists, you say?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I'm going to eventually get to that. You know, my team has me really focused on this EP album that I'm going to be releasing soon, which I'll talk about a little bit later. But I do make a lot of beats here at home. I have a whole setup and everything. So I do eventually want to give some of these beats away. For now, I'm keeping a good amount of them in the can for some songs I had in mind. And like I said, the team I work with, I usually bring beats to them and it cuts their, you know, work in half, and it just makes everything so much smoother than having to try to explain a sound or a melody or a vision that I'm looking for. But yeah, I work a lot here on a lot of beats, so I have a lot of things in the tank.
Okay, I got a follow up question to that. Now, if any artist wants to get with you for a track, are you selling them, leasing them, or are you just working on vibes and collaborating? How does that go? Like, if somebody wants to get a track from you.
Definitely not doing the leasing thing. You know, I really want to get with people and just create. You know, it's kind of like what Yanni was saying earlier. You know, music is therapy. You know, it's a way of healing and expressing yourself, and that's where the root of it starts. So right now I'm just looking to, you know, really vibe with anybody that has a song they need, or if they want to collab on a song, I'm totally up to it. You know, I am a solo artist, but social media and the way music is moving right now has shown that you can be a solo artist, you could be in a group, you could be in a duo, and just kind of do your own thing. Whereas, you know, when it was a little more old school, it was like, okay, you're either a solo artist or you're in this duo or you're in this group, no in between, you know? So I'm really kind of playing off of that advantage in the music industry right now. And definitely open to working, collabing with artists, you know, that I vibe with and that we can create something really, you know, amazing too.
Ah, nice. Okay, well, shoot, JT, you know, hey, perhaps you could spit some poetry over one of your beats or something.
Yeah.
Definitely.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all of us are going to be collabing.
Yes, I can
see that happening for real.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. And Jillian, there's another poet that I work with as well. Her name is Tammy Thomas. She's an admin in my Blacktopia Facebook group. Shout out to Blacktopia.
Okay.
Shout out to, you know, Blacktopia.org. And we're supposed to be working on a project, but everybody's busy. but the time is now. Though,
okay.
You know. I would love
okay,
to introduce
yeah.
you to her. Yes.
Absolutely.
They, Yes. And speaking of collaborating, you also work with, I don't know if it's something I could say, but if it's not, you can say, Jay, nah, shut up. you're working with her team as well, right?
I am. Yes, yes, team. You know, I have a manager and I have a PR consultant, everything. So I am working with a songwriter because my team is really focused on getting me to focus on being just the artist and not doing all the other behind the scenes stuff. You know, before they came in, I was an independent artist. So I was pushing, you know, my own music and funding all of my projects and taking care of everything. So now that I don't have to do as much songwriting, I still will be doing a lot. But now that I don't have to do as much, I am working with someone connecting with her team, and we're working on some other things too. So it's a lot of pot stirring right now, and I'm really, really excited.
Oh yes, I'm excited for that too. I gotta get my hand on all those records too. Yeah.
Yeah. They're gonna be tight, and you're gonna be the first to know when they come out because they are gonna be hot.
Oh yes. Oh yes. All right. Let's go on ahead and take some more calls. Thank you all for waiting patiently. Caller in the 419-490. You're on the air. Who is this?
Hi, I'm Ashley, and I'm a visual artist from Ohio.
Hey,
Ashley. From Ohio.
What's going on, Ashley?
Good. How's everyone doing?
Good.
I'm good.
Good. How are you? Show?
Good. I have a simple question for everyone, but it's fun. If you guys could collaborate with any artist, dead or alive, popular, underground, or maybe it's not even a music artist, maybe it's just someone you want to exchange ideas with, who would you choose?
Ooh.
Damn.
That was such a good question.
It's a great question.
Maybe not.
I might have to think on that for a minute. I'm gonna think for a second if one of the boys wants to take this one.
Yes, I already know who Justin's gonna pick.
It's between two, bro. When she said here or not here, that's when I was like, oh, you got me. You got me. So I'm gonna think on it for a minute.
Ron, go ahead first.
Okay, so my answer for it is going to be for someone who's passed. I have a song I did in dedication to an opportunity that I ended up missing because of this passing. But Nipsey Hussle is the answer for me for sure. Without Nipsey, I wouldn't even finish high school. And shout out to Rallo. His producer, you know, me and him were talking a lot, and there was some talks about me being able to do it. I had the price and everything, and then, you know, rest in peace for his untimely death. Unfortunately, nothing will ever become about of that, but I really wish that I could have done that. And one more person, another person who's not with us anymore, Heavy D, actually.
Oh my God.
Yep, Heavy D. After Is It Good to You came out, and
oh
I was younger,
God.
I heard Is It Good to You. That was just my shit. I couldn't even. I didn't know what to think. The vibe is so crazy, and I hope no one steals my idea, so I don't mean to give it away, but screw it. I want to do my own remix to Is It Good to You, because that's my shit for real.
Please let me do some background vocals on that. Please.
You want?
If you have any melody that you think of in mind,
here. Listen, that could be what we work on.
Oh my God!
Yes,
that
literally shook me. Like Heavy D, I loved Heavy D. Like that.
You know what I'm saying? Heavy D was the shit, man. And the way it starts out, it says doom 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 doom. Da-dum, da-dum, da-dum. Oh, he goes crazy.
Oh, my God.
Yes.
Wow.
I can't wait to hear that. Yes.
We could definitely do that. That'd be
project.
Shit for real. Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
Can I go next?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yesterday, yes.
I knew as soon as Rome said it, I knew it was going to be Nip. Because the first time I met him, he was bumping Nip in the shop. So I already knew that. But
hell yeah.
Obviously, if I had to pick someone who was deceased, I would pick Gil Scott-Heron, like I said.
Okay.
One of the most influential artists in the genre of what I make. And then alive, I think I would honestly say Earl Sweatshirt, who is probably one of my favorite rappers. He definitely has more of an underground sound, but he's just a really big influence for me in terms of my artistry. Another answer that came to mind to me, too, was Mac Miller, rest in peace. I love Mac Miller. His music, just his artistry was really, really dope. So I just wanted to chime in and then let Jess take her answer.
Damn. Well, if I were to pick a past person, for sure, I just definitely kept coming to Aaliyah. Oh my God. This is so annoying. I remember when I started listening to Aaliyah, I would like hear my sister, my brother, I would hear him play the music a lot from his room, and I didn't know who Aaliyah was at the time, and me and my brother, like, you know, we didn't really get along growing up. We were 5 years apart and shit. So never let me in his room. And so I would listen to Aaliyah under the door, outside of his room. And I just remember being so entranced by her voice and just her look and just everything about her. So if I could go in the past and work with her and just sit and talk with her and kind of get some like knowledge and wisdom from her, that would be amazing. And then presently, Beyonce, because that's just no question. I mean, she is a huge contribution to me as a performer, as a dancer, as a performer. I grew up on her my entire life. I watched her. I feel like I trained with her. I would watch all of her live concerts, all of her performances. I would know all her cues, all her dances, all her set changes, just everything. Everything her is just what I embodied, and just her as a woman, she's contributed a lot to my music, my sound, my confidence, and just my boldness in this industry is because of her. So she's somebody I'm definitely assuming and working towards working with.
That's a solid answer.
Yeah, great answers. Jillian, I really could see you with Aaliyah. I think you guys have like a similar vibe, and that would sound really good.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. I absolutely love her. I love her so much.
Yeah, but thanks for taking my call. I'm a really big fan of you guys, and I'm a big fan of Promise. So I'd really like to see you guys do a collab album in the future. That'd be awesome.
Thank you so much. Thank you. We're so happy to have you.
Thanks, guys. Have a good
night. Hey, before you go, I got a question.
Yeah.
Are you in Toledo?
I am.
Hey, shout out Toledo. 419. What up?
Yeah, Toledo. In Ann Arbor, a lot, too.
In Ann Arbor, okay. Yesterday.
Yeah, thank you.
Definitely. Thank you for calling in, Ashley.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
I got a question real quick.
Oh, yeah. Go ahead, Ron.
Jillian, did you listen to her before she became her?
The artist her, right?
Yes.
Actually, yes. And funny you asked me, because I knew who her was before anybody else knew who her was.
Yes. Gabby Wilson.
Gabby Wilson. I had watched her on Nickelodeon, and I had watched, she always was playing the guitar, and I would watch some of her interviews. You know how Disney used to have these behind-the-scene interviews on, like, cast members from shows, and you kind of go into their life a little bit? She had that.
Yes.
And yep. I remember her performing, and I even think I ran into her one time at the Nickelodeon Choice Awards.
That's
but
awesome.
At the time, you know, I was just there with my siblings. My dad had sent us there, so it wasn't like I was, you know, shaking hands with everybody. But I remember, I feel like I remember seeing her there, but I remember her from Nickelodeon, everything. So when she came out as her, I was like, I know who that is.
Yeah,
nobody,
cause nobody really remembered.
At the time.
Exactly. Do you remember her song,
so,
Something to Prove?
I do remember that one a little bit. A little
that
bit, yes.
Shit.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So that's funny you asked that, because I knew it was her. And then my brother, Jersey, surprised me one night and took me to her concert, and I lost it. It was like, it was before she like hit it big, big, big. It was right before that peak.
Yeah.
And I was like, her in that moment, in that concert, I'll cherish that forever, bro. Forever.
Okay, okay. That's dope.
I just want to say, too, Jillian was the first person that ever told me about her back in the day. So I can co-sign that. Like, before her was popping with the Grammys, and like, Jillian was like, yo, this is artist I really – I think this was, like, 2015. And her is pretty
yes,
young.
You
she
feel
was,
me?
Like, 24, 25.
Feel me?
Like, she was, like, still a teenager. And she was
exactly,
like, yeah, I love this
bro.
Artist named her. Blah, blah, blah. And
oh.
I was like, her? Who's her?
Bro,
so,
I'm telling you, her album got me through. I remember we lost our family home when I was 24, and I had to move away from my mom and my autistic brother, and I had to move in with a friend, and it was my first time being on my own. I was super sad. I was super depressed. I was like, I don't know how I'm going to make it, but at the same time, I knew it was time for me to be on my own. I didn't want to be in the situation I was in at my home. So I was like, there's no going back. And I remember her album, her whole entire album got me through that whole, probably like 4 to 6 months. I was crammed in that room with my friend, God bless her. She took me in at that time. But, you know, it was so, so small, and, you know, it was just a very different lifestyle they lived in mine. So everything was just very depressing at that time for me, but that album that she released in 2017, I was just like, it carried me all the way through. And then I got a better job, got a place, and everything just went up from that point. So I'll never forget that album that she did.
Okay.
Yes.
Very
nice. Definitely, you were a good answer.
Thank you. Sorry I got too deep on y'all, but I mean, that's what we're, you know,
no.
we're here for.
Yeah,
people
that's what
want
for.
Real people to connect with, so.
Yeah. You got to tell them how, you know, the backstory. This is what brings in more fans, you know, they connect with you and go, hey, I went through something similar, and you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, let's go ahead and take some more calls. Again, if you're streaming from an app or a third-party website or a link or anything like that and you don't have the number in front of you, that number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. Again, if you're streaming from an app, website, link, don't have the number, 929-477-3872. 3872. If you're in, then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, you've already dialed the number, so just press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. We're talking to Jillian, the daughter of the legendary comedian Tommy Davidson. You remember from A Living Color. We have her cousin yesterday on tonight, and we have Rome Lucio. You know, for the core audience that tunes in, no matter who we have on, you know, I know you're familiar with Rome Lucio. We played his music and had him on the show plenty of times. So, you know, he's back. tonight if you didn't get to talk to him the last time. Oh, yeah. Go ahead.
No, I said, hey.
Yes. Yes. If you didn't get to say hey to him last time, you can say hey to him now. So, and whoever that was, that unpressed one, just press it back. You know, I know some people get like, did I press one? So that took your number out. So just press it again if you confused. All right, let's go ahead and take the rest of these calls. Caller in the 828-449, you're on the air. Who is this?
Good evening, everybody. This is Allie. I hope y'all are doing well. Hey.
Allie!
Hey, Allie.
You know Allie. Y'all, everybody on this panel should know Allie.
Hello, Allie.
Hey, Allie. Hey.
How are you?
How y'all doing?
I'm
doing good.
Oh,
doing great tonight.
Yes.
Hey. I don't really have a question. I just wanted to jump on and say hello because you've all been on the platform before, and I just always just enjoy conversations with you guys. I mean, you are amazing artists, but you're all just so humble, and I appreciate that about you. And so I'm just enjoying listening to the stories. I don't have any questions for you tonight, but maybe in 2023 when you're back on the platform. But tonight I'm just listening in, but I had to jump in and say hello.
Oh, thank you so much.
Thank you.
For the support and hello.
Yeah, your voice again.
Yeah.
Yes.
So, John, then we got to get them all on the show in 2023. So we can just have a little family round table again. But the previous caller, that was an excellent question. I'm taking that question for the the next time I have a show with artists. I think that was a great question.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Oh, yes. And definitely shout out to you, Allie, of making connections. All the people listening, you guys could check out Jillian on Making Connections TV. She did an interview earlier this year, or sometime a couple of months ago, something like that. Hopefully Allie can share the replay out there in all the groups. So for anybody that missed it, you could catch Jillian. Oh, yeah, and yesterday. Yesterday was on the show, too.
Yesterday.
Jillian.
Yeah.
Second little reunion.
Yesterday and Jillian were together, and then Rome did another show on his own.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Rome was on the last week, 2 weeks recently. Rome was on there recently.
It was two, three weeks ago.
2-3 weeks, yep. Yeah, reunion. Oh, yeah.
Well, I don't want to hold anybody else to ask some questions for you, but I wanted to say hello. And Jillian, we're coming to Vegas in just a couple weeks.
Yeah.
So we're going to try California.
Oh, I'm in Vegas, too. Dang, when are you guys coming? What's the date?
I think we're arriving on the 8th, December 8th.
December 8th? Oh, that is the exact day I am filming my next music video out here in L.A.
Okay, that's okay. We might pop over to L.A. We've been talking about it, so I'll definitely keep in touch with you.
Okay, yeah. Let me know if you guys are coming to L.A. Maybe that weekend or around that time so I can try to catch you.
Okay.
Oh,
yeah.
That's so cool.
Will you guys continue on with other callers? Because I know there's so many people trying to make connections, but I will talk to you all soon. Take care of yourself.
Okay. Okay.
All right, thank you, Allie.
Yes.
We'll talk to you soon.
Yes. Allie, thank you. Let's go ahead and throw some claps on it for her. Yes, while we take the next call.
Yeah.
Yes. Definitely. When you when Allie goes out to Los Angeles, Jillian, I hope y'all get a lot of videos and footage and photos and stuff so we can blast out.
Oh, yeah. No, most definitely.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Before we make the next call, I'm going to plug some more. I want to plug me. Follow me, some guy named Jay, Jonathan Coleman, on Instagram at J-A-Y FORNOW. J for now. Follow me. I'll follow you back. Let's network. And if you have a platform or anything and you'd like to get Jillian on, Rome on, Yesterday on, definitely reach out and we can make the connection. Again, at JAYFORNOW on Instagram. Jonathan Coleman on Facebook. Jillian, I know you say you're really not on Facebook, but when you decide to get on there, I'd love to add you to some of the groups that we have too, so we can make some connections.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I'm going to be getting on there to revamp my page. It's still up and everything, but I just got to update it a little bit. So I am on there now. I just haven't been really in the app as much, but I'm in it. I'm logged in and everything. So we'll connect after this call, and then I'll get my profile connected with you as well. Got to go on there and update my fan page anyway with my manager. So we'll take care of all that.
Good, good. Ready for it. Again, if you're streaming from an app, third-party website link, number is 929-477-3872, and then press 1. We don't have much time, so y'all get the calls in. I know some of y'all just want to wait and listen. Hurry up and get it in. I also want to say, y'all get out of my inbox. Get out of my inbox and get on the phone. This is an interactive show. So, don't, Jay, could you tell Jill, ask Jillian, what's her favorite skit from In Living Color? And call into the show. Don't ask me. Ask her. All right? That's what we're doing it. So, just call in 929-477-3872 and then press 1. If you're streaming from your phone, just press 1. Also, if you need some more promotions, you need to get your music out there, your art out there, your beats, your business, your website, hit me up, Jonathan Coleman, The Media Blast, PR. info@themediablast.net, and I'm easy to work with. I'll work with you, and I just want to, you know, make an example out of anybody that wants to work with me, and you know, we're going to do it. We're going to do our thing. All right, yes. So let's take these next set of callers.
Okay.
Caller in the 818. 960. You're on the air. Who is this?
This is Brittany, man. What's good?
Brittany!
Hi, Brittany.
What's good? Yes!
Brittany.
Hi, Brittany.
What's happening? I have a question for the panel here. I actually have two questions.
Mm-hmm.
First question. One of my play sisters, she is breaking out into finally coming into her own as an artist. Do you guys do critiques? And if so, how would I send the music to you?
Oh, wow.
I can take that. Or Jillian, you want
to? Yeah. Know? Yeah, no, go ahead and take that.
I was going to say, so, like I think I said this in the beginning, but, like, I am always just, is everything is music. Like, I'm listening to music. I'm reading about music. Like I said, I taught a class at university about hip-hop music. And actually, before I wanted to be a musician, I wanted to be a music critic. And so I started writing reviews of, like, my friends, just, like, local artists' music. And I always said I wanted to do, like, up-and-coming artists more so than mainstream mm-hmm. artists. 'Cause everybody reviews mainstream artists. Like, you can easily look up reviews all the time, just, like, mainstream artists. But just to kind of like build my portfolio and stuff of writing samples and critiques and stuff in case I ever just decided like I would really want to try to pursue being a music critic and like reaching out to publications and stuff to try to get a job. I just started creating a small portfolio. So if you're looking for somebody to just give an honest opinion as just like a huge music nerd and someone who's going to give you like real constructive feedback, I'm definitely open to that. And then also just knowing people, because for me, it's like, it's more important to be real with people than tell them you like it. Because then they know they're going in the right direction. And then they also know mm-hmm. when you do say like, this shit is crazy, it's fire, you know, they really mean it, you know, because it's really like Rome and Jillian will tell you, like, people find out you're on or you're popping or you're doing whatever, or they see your numbers, and so they just want to be, like, everybody wants to turn into yes men or just, like, kind of, like, hype you up or talk to you forever, and, like, you need people who are gonna keep it real with you, and, like, if Rome tells me something's dope, then I know it's dope because Rome would tell me if it was some bullshit. You know what I'm saying? Or, like,
sure will.
Like,
we need more Rome in our lives.
Exactly. Like, when Jillian first called me back with the verse and everything, like, for Promise, like I said, Promise was out of my comfort zone at the time, and it's really helped me open myself up as an artist. But at the time, I was, like, very insecure about it, and I kept, like, listening. Like, I sent it to some friends who I do music with, and I was like, yo, you think it's good enough? Like, you think she's going to like it, blah, blah. And, like, when Jillian called me, like, I knew, and even Biggs, too. Like, I sent Biggs the track. I sent Biggs, like, the final Promise track, and he called me, like, off rip and was like, yo, this is... But I knew he wouldn't have done that if he didn't really see it, you know? And so all that is to say that I'm definitely open to doing that for anybody on the show out there or anybody you can send my way. So, Jay, if you want to, you know, share my contact information, I'm just open.
Yeah, piggybacking off that as well. I'm definitely open to that too, and helping really any artist kind of, you know, get into their flow and really come into themselves, because we've all been through that, you know, and it's uncomfortable, but it's also such a rewarding process at the same time. So I would definitely be open to that, and just a bit of advice. YouTube is an artist's best friend, not just because of all the resources it offers for us to learn and expand our brand and who we are, but it also gives us insight into all the videos, all the music videos, all the behind the scenes, all the studio session videos that artists who have inspired us did. So, like, for instance, me, I watch a lot of studio sessions. Like, I just finished watching Christina Aguilera's studio session for, I think it was Genie in a Bottle or something like that, off of her album. And I just watched her whole process of her in the studio. And I watched her get frustrated over and over. I watched her say, this doesn't sound good, when they're telling her, this sounds amazing. But she just wasn't connecting, frustrations and just different things. And I would face that in the studio. I would get frustrated and be like, this doesn't sound right. This doesn't sound good enough. And, you know, this and that, but everything is a building process in the studio. So if you really take a look behind the scenes of how a lot of artists have put in the work and the time, that's something that's going to spark you finding yourself even more, if that makes sense.
It makes a lot of sense. I used to play around in the studio, and I say play because everybody's like, you should be a rapper. And I'm like, I'm a poet. And I would just do it for fun. You know, like you said earlier, making music that you want to hear. And that kind of leads me to my second question. And this one is specifically for you, Jillian. I'm a poet, and I have a hard time finding producers who can match the vibe that I create with my poetry. If I was to spit a verse, do you think you could come up with something that would complement it instead of me trying to write something to complement the music?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah, definitely, because a lot of times when I songwrite, usually most of the time I hear a beat in my head, but there are a few times where it's just the melody and I don't want it to be forced on a beat. I need the beat to, and I hit that a lot actually in the studio where, cause after a while people were telling me, you know what, there's so many beats you can pull from here and there, and you could just license them in this and then write to that. And it was one of the most frustrating experiences for me because I was like, none of these
can't make your sound.
Yeah. And I can't make my song fit this. So I'm going to have to take the long route because it's just not connecting. So, yeah, I can definitely help you with something like that. You can spit something for me. You can send something to me. And I can build around it and send you a couple of examples. So, yeah, I'm definitely open to that. Okay, so then, Jake, question. Do we have time for me to share one stanza?
We only
have
2 minutes left.
Yeah.
Well, we have some other people in the queue. We don't have time. We only have 10 minutes left. If you could just get in right quick. Not to rush you, but I want to get these callers right quick too.
Okay. Yeah. No, it's short. It's actually a part of a poem that has a little melody part. It's called Black Light Lovin'. This is just the first stanza.
Okay.
Dark skins under natural scented butters, topped with droplets of wet, the result of natural progression from loving each other's minds all night long. Started with metaphors for foreplay and wine, bittersweet, not as delicious as the blend we made. His energy a strong Merlot, he say, mine a sultry Cabernet, and we drank of each other. Wells never running dry, we'd refill with every pore. Vibes raised our frequencies and we got high. Planes above those we see with the natural eye. We met there, black and light.
Yes.
Oh, you're giving Lauryn Hill. Okay. Yeah. Because, as I was listening to you, I was thinking of this artist named Amber Frank. And she does a little bit of poetry, and it's in her music. And I've heard how the producers have wrapped around that with her tracks. And so it gives me that mixed with a little bit of Lauryn Hill and kind of how they embodied her poetry a little bit too. So, I mean, JC, you know, it's JC, if you want to get us connected, you and I can vibe, and we can definitely get something going for that. I can
thank you. I appreciate it.
And send it to you. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah.
I'm
like
looking forward to a whole project we put together. Thank you. Appreciate it.
I'm making connections too. Oh yeah, go ahead.
Because as a poet, like, first of all, I love the stanza, and I just love the flow in your cadence and everything. And you're asking Jillian about the challenge being a poet who makes music, because when you're a poet, right, you write your poems usually without music, and then you try to find a beat to match it, right? And so this is part of my creative process too that really resonated with me. Because I've been mentioning, like, my friends, shout out my boy C and my boy Cameron Lush. We make all my music together, but that's the big difference when I started rapping and versus when I was doing when I do my poetry. When I do poetry, I write everything first, and then we make all the music around the poem. And when you rap, it's different. You get a beat first, and then you have to write to the beat. It's a totally different it's a totally different approach. So it's interesting, like, I'm sure you experience all the time, right? Like, you tell people you do poetry and the first thing they think is you rap. But it's so different, like, word music than doing rapping. And so, you know, please feel free to have Jay reach out to me and Jillian. But, like, if you want people who have worked specifically, like, spoken word, or, like, I can totally tap you in with the people that I do all my music with, and, like, feel free to check out my music, because I do, like my music is spoken word. Like, I was rapping on the song with Jillian, but I do, like, a word. And if you're really looking for that and you want to get an example of, like, how that could be done and people who have done that, like, I would totally love to connect you, because the people I work with are so real, organic. It's, like, it's just everything happens in synergy. Like, when we work together and I read them the poem, and then, like, I ask them, like, how do you feel about that? And they start playing the notes, and we piece everything together. So I've actually really never met anybody else who does that. And I just really, really love what you brought to the table, for real. And I just felt like I had to say something before you hopped off.
Yeah. Thank you. I just need to get y'all, Instagrams or whatever, so I'll stick around for that.
Okay,
yeah,
cool,
for sure.
Definitely. Thank you, Brittany. We appreciate you spitting the poem. We got 2 more calls. Let's go ahead and get them in right quick, because we only got 5 minutes, plus we got to I got to get past the mic back to Jillian and everyone so they can plug. All right, so thank you. Caller in the 253-733, you're on the air. Who is this?
What's happening, Jay? This your boy, Huddy World, man. I had to call in.
Huddy World,
hi.
Yes.
What up, Huddy?
Yes.
What's good,
Huddy, what's your question?
No, I just wanted to call in. No, I just really wanted to call in, show some love, man. Just wanted to call in and just show some love. Just congratulate y'all on all the good things y'all have going on, man. Just wanted to send some positive energy. You know what I mean? Just wanted to put some positive energy. And, you know what I'm saying, salute y'all on all y'all great achievements.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Huddy World. And Jillian, I want to let you know, Huddy World, he's a great R&B singer-songwriter as well. You know, so perhaps the two of you, yes, I would love to hear both of y'all on a track together, too. Yeah.
Okay, absolutely. We got to get that information exchanged, and then we can tap into something.
Definitely. I'll definitely make the connection. Huddy World, definitely. Thank you for your call. I would love to have you talk longer, but I'm gonna go ahead and get the next calls right in right quick because we only got only so much time left. Is there anything else you want to say right quick before
yes,
we go to the next caller?
Oh no, sir. You're good, brother. I'll be on the queue on the back
definitely.
End. I'll link in after the call.
Oh, yes, definitely. Thank you. All right, call in 803-370. You're on the air. Who is this?
Oh, hi, Jay. This is Janet, Tiffany, Janet Marie. How are you?
Janet Marie, how you doing?
Hi, Janet.
Hey, Janet.
Hi, how are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good. Oh, this is so amazing. I jumped on here kind of late, but, oh, my goodness, I'm so happy that I did jump on here because you all are so talented. Oh, my goodness. I'm so
thank
happy
you
that
so
I had a chance. Yeah. I actually heard the gentleman talking. I didn't get his name. Apparently, I'm assuming that you all work together, Jillian. He was talking.
Okay.
Was it
And I heard you talk about normally how people that write poetry, they write, they actually write before the music and then you have to, you know, then they find the music, but then rappers actually write to the music.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, that was me.
Okay, right,
I'm yesterday. Okay.
I'm just tuning in because my son is a writer and he does like hip hop music, like rap music, but he writes so much music he writes a lot of songs without music and he has the hardest time finding the right, you know, like beat to his music and his songs. I mean, they're just amazing, but he always have a hard time finding the right, you know, music to fit it. So I was thinking maybe being that that's what you all do, like maybe he could connect with you because he has some amazing, amazing music. He really does.
Jillian, do you want to say something?
Real quick, I understand what he's going through and he's feeling because that's, I mean, he probably has the melody in his head, but has no actual physical music to get it to. So I definitely understand his creative process. I feel like he's definitely going to need his music built around his songs, which is amazing. It's a very unique way of writing. But to search for it, I can understand that frustration he's going through and let him know that is absolutely okay, but it doesn't mean that he's not going to find it. It's just going to be built for him.
Right.
It's a beautiful process anyway. So.
And going off what Jillian was saying.
Yes, sir. It was actually about to shut off. Oh, yeah, go ahead, but it might shut off on you.
I just want to say real quick, he should try to find musicians and not the music. Because when you find people that you can make the music with, then when you're writing the songs and you have these ideas, those people you trust can help you bring them to life. But when you're just trying to, like, search on the internet for music to happen to match, it's a lot harder. So that definitely made the biggest difference for me is finding the musicians that work well with me. So we already know. I'm like, yo, I have this idea. It sounds like this. I want this instrument, this. We get in the studio and we start creating and coming up with those ideas and really making the songs from scratch. Like the stuff I put out, like, none of this was found on YouTube. It's like we make it in the house. So if he can get with the right people, if you want to connect with me and see if I can connect him with people, you know, that I know make music, I'd love to do that. But just in general, like, that's the mindset, you know, find the music makers and then you can make the music. Don't just try to find the music, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It does. I think he does that sometimes, but I think it can be hard finding that right person is what I think he at times struggle with. Yeah.
And when you do, don't let them go. Because they are a diamond in the rough for real. Like I said, shout out he and Cameron Lush. Like, those are the people I work with mostly for my solo stuff. And like Rome would tell you, like, his father and like people he's worked with and Jillian, like, we've tapped in with certain circles. But like when you find people that you work with well, it's just like you can't replace that for real.
Right. Thank you. And Jay, so Jay, I'll get your connection, get your information from Jay, right, Jay?
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. I'll hook it up.
Yes. Great. Thank you all. Yes. Thank you so much.
Of course. Anytime, of course.
Definitely. Thank you, Janet.
Thank you.
All right. Now we can't take any more calls for anybody in the queue. Just hit me up, JAYFORNOW on Instagram, info@themediablast.net. If you want to make the connection to yesterday and Jillian or Rome and you didn't get a chance to call in, we're all going ahead and pass the information on to them. I'm going to let them plug before this hangs up on us because the system might hang up. So, Jillian, you go first, pass the mic to yesterday, then pass the mic to Rome, and we're out.
All right, y'all. Well, thank you for having me today on the Digital Meet and Greet. I really, really enjoyed answering you guys' questions. Promise is on all streaming platforms. If you guys want to stream it, the music video is on YouTube. And I've got another single dropping called About You. It's dropping next month. And that music video will be following as well. So, if you guys are following me on Instagram @_JillianJoelle, Twitter as well is the same @_JillianJoelle. My Instagram is hot. That's where I am the most. So if you have any questions or want to tap in with me, stay up to date with projects and everything going on, that's where the party's at. So thank you guys, and I really appreciate you.
Shout out Jillian, first and foremost. I always say that's my cousin. So I love you. I love doing all this with you and being on the shows and just taking the journey with you. So make sure you stream properly. My name is Yesterday. You can follow me on Instagram and Twitter @yesterdayspoet. That's Yesterday spelled with an X instead of the first E. So it's YXS. We had to keep it a little fresh, a little stylish. So it's Yesterday's Poet on both IG and Twitter. And then my music is also on all streaming platforms as just my stage name, Yesterday, YXSTERDAY. And shout out Rome too. That's my good bro. I can't wait to link you when I'm back. And thanks for everybody for having me. I really, really enjoyed it, for real. It's been great.
Definitely. And shout out to both of you too. I'm extremely honored to be on the show with y'all because both of you are so talented and part of such a strong legacy in the game. And it's awesome to just to even know you guys. And also, Jillian, good to talk to you for the first time. Shout out to Jay. Right. Shout out to Jay. Shout out to Big Wu. Shout out to Yesterday, my homie. and everybody who listened and called in tonight and who's tuned in, and for the people in the queue who couldn't get in, shout out to y'all. And as far as where you can find me, all my links are universal. You can find me anywhere you look. Just type in It's Rome Lucio at It's Rome Lucio or itsromelucio.com.
Yes.
Shout out Media Blast.
Definitely. Thank you. Yes. Yes. Shout out to the
Media
Blast.
Yes.
Yes. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for that love. I appreciate working with you all. I got some more work coming for you all, more updates, more things, man. I really appreciate y'all working with me. I love your music. I love what y'all do, man. Shout out to JT for being a great host. Thank you for all the callers, the listeners. I'm surprised they hung up on us. They knew how the system and how dope the show was. They had to keep us on. It usually hangs up after the hour. But thank you all. You all don't have to go home, but you got to get off this thing. Good night.
Good night.
Good night, y'all.